harassment works.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you want to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out on iTunes.
We return. It's technically hour number two of the Paracast with Governor Jesse Ventura. The book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. I'm Gene Steinberg, co-host Chris O'Brien. You're in the Paracast. Chris, a lot of questions were asked by our listeners in the Paracast forums at forum.paracast.com. You want to address some of those?
Sure. I'm just looking through here real quick. We do have quite a number of questions for you.
Can I throw something out here real quick?
You may, while I'm reviewing here. Go ahead.
I want everyone to know that's listening that, believe it or not, today is the day that I start my own website. And anybody that wants to go to my website, it's www.weaintgottimetobleed.com. And that is an official Jesse Ventura website where I will be contributing it to it probably weekly or whatever. And it's the way people can probably directly communicate with me or know what I'm doing. But again, it's www.weaintgottimetobleed.com.
Tell you what, Jesse, what we'll do is on our site, theparacast.com, where we see your name, I will embed a link to that site so people have an easy way to go there.
Weaintgottimetobleed.com. That's all you got to put down.
Absolutely. Okay, Chris, you got the first question.
I do, and it's from one of our posters at theforum.paracast.com. Blowfish asked you, Governor, first of all, he says, thanks for your service, and what are your thoughts on the current Libyan crisis?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I live in Mexico, and I live off the grid, and I live an hour from pavement and an hour from electricity. It took me 5 days to find out there was an earthquake in Japan, and it took me 5 days to find out we were now at war in Libya. Libya is kind of a double-edged sword. It's kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because you certainly don't want to see some genocide where Gaddafi just destroys and kills all these people and commits murder across his country just to continue on as a dictator. And I can understand, but it needs to require the world community to come in and handle it, not the United States necessarily. We already got two wars. Let's let somebody else fight this one. But I can understand the problem. Because it's, as I said, damned if you do, damned if you don't. It's a no-win situation, really. And unfortunately, that it's that way.
You're rocking a hard place.
You know, part of the problem also is people are saying, well, Obama's a pacifist, he's a coward, he's afraid to go to war. Of course, he also increased our involvement in Afghanistan, so there you go.
Well, you know, and you know, the whole thing is, what do you do about, you know, Libya? Clearly, we have an interest, and the interest is oil. You know, Libya's got a lot of oil. And so, you know, that's why we'll intervene there, and we didn't in Rwanda, because poor Rwanda didn't have anything that corporate America needed. And so you had the, you know, horrible, you know, genocide that took place in Rwanda, you know, a decade ago. And you certainly wouldn't want to see that happen again. But then again, you also have to understand, to me, democracy has to come from internally within a country. You can't give a country democracy at the point of a gun. So it's ultimately the Libyan people that do have to rise up and overthrow Gaddafi. You know, ultimately it's in their hands, I think.
Yeah. It's rocking a hard place, and I'll tell you, I think Barack Obama will be the first Nobel Peace Prize winner that's actually put his finger on and fired 200 cruise missiles. But moving right along, Governor, what are your thoughts on the USA today regarding border control and current threats from transnational terrorism and, as some might suggest, links with drug cartels?
Well, I'm biased because I live in Mexico, so I take the side of the Mexicans. To me, you know, let's remember, borders are only man-made things. We're all humans. And the most profound sign I saw when there were protests and that was a sign, I'll always remember it. It said the pilgrims didn't have visas,
Right. Well, you have to.
Well, and let me continue. In the border situation, do people realize that if we stop all the illegal workers from coming into our country, let's say we put the wall up, we move the military down there, and no undocumented Mexicans can come across the border, right? Do you realize that the entire agricultural economy of California will collapse,
yeah,
as will the economy of Mexico? Now, why would we want to collapse two economies over something as silly as people coming up here, hopefully, to work? If you're going to stop them, don't hire them. You know, it ultimately lies with us. If an undocumented worker comes up here and doesn't get hired to do anything, well, he's going to go back home then, isn't he?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So we're the ones that hire these people. And so if they're going to penalize someone, penalize the United States people that hire them. But then, of course, many of them are United States corporations. And we would actually be hurting corporate America then. And after all, they do run our country, don't they?
Okay, I have a whole bunch of questions from ExoDoc, who's, again, one of our posters at the Paracast forums.
Let me add one other thing, too, if I may,
okay,
on immigration. Just say, hypothetically, we built a 20-foot wall across the whole southern United States like they're trying to do, pretty much, right? I guarantee in a day I'll find someone with a 21-foot ladder.
Yeah, well, we have to remember why the state of New Mexico was formed. You know, initially was to supply a place for displaced Mexicans to live in the United States, where they'd always lived for generations until the political borders had been changed. And this is not a problem that's going to go away by any stretch of the imagination. I think we're just really seeing the beginnings of a major issue. Living here, as Gene and I do in Arizona, this is a real hot button issue, and we deal with it pretty regularly every day in our media here.
I drive to Mexico every year there and back, and it's
right
in Arizona that I see my constitution violated every time. You know what it is? Whenever I cross the border coming back in the U.S., I have to show my passport to get in the country. And then you drive for an hour and a half on the highway and you come up to an immigration stop where you have to wait another hour and a half to continue traveling. And I told my wife, says, well, I guess we better pull our passports out again. I said, don't you dare. I said, we're in the United States. It's against the Constitution for them to ask me to prove my citizenship. I said, now, if a police officer asked me for my driver's license, that's fine. But I said, and so when I finally got up there after waiting an hour and a half in Arizona on the highway, I kept my window up, and the immigration guy came over and knocked on my window. Before he could say anything, I rolled my window down and I looked him right in the eye and I said, I'm not showing you anything. You know what he did? He just waved me through.
Do you think he recognized you?
I don't know, but you know what I'm going to do this year? This year, I'm going to get a black wig. I get extremely suntan when I'm down there, so I get as dark as a Mexican. I'm going to put a pair of sunglasses on so he can't see my blue eyes. And when I pull up and roll down the window, I'm going to go, no English. And I'm going to see what they do to me. And then at that point, I'm going to pull out my governor's ID, pull my wig off, and say, you were racially profiling. That's against the law.
Well, next time you're up in Arizona, though, you're welcome. Well, by the way, if you get to Phoenix or Scottsdale, you're definitely welcome for lunch.
Well, thank you. As you can tell, I follow what Thomas Jefferson said. You know what that is?
He said a lot of things.
Dissension's the greatest form of patriotism.
Yep, and if you don't like your government, tear it down and start over again.
Well, some people in the government don't want that, but that, of course, is the rub. We have lots more questions, by the way, folks. And I think we can almost do a show with just questions because there's so much fascinating information that Governor Ventura has. The book is called 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, and you're getting a hint as to the things they don't really want you to know here. Fascinating book. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the
Paracast.
Yeah. Have you been sitting on a few great domain name ideas but haven't locked them in for yourself? Good. Now you can buy them through the number one domain name registrar, Namecheap.com, as voted by the top tech blog Lifehacker. Just like the name says, you can buy domains cheap, as low as $2.99. And every new domain comes with WhoisGuard, our special privacy service, free for the first year. Now that you know, it's time to grab those domain names before someone else does. Namecheap.com. Go now. Namecheap.com.
Fate Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic, they're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
The book is called 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. Governor Jesse Ventura joining us, and he's on the book tour. So right now, probably his hand is aching with the telephone, and we're happy to have him on and listening. We have all these questions from our audience. Chris, go ahead, please.
Let's lighten it up here a little bit. This is from Pixel Smith, one of our longtime posters here at the Paracast. And he wants to know, did you ever get up to your family cabin much anymore? And if you met your wife at one of the peace rallies you used to attend?
No, I did not meet my wife at a peace rally. Actually, no, I don't get up to my parents' cabin much anymore in Minnesota. I do still own it, but I've kind of turned it over to my son-in-law and my daughter. So it's third generation now. They go up there every weekend in the summer, but I live on a lake now in Minnesota, so I don't need to go to that cabin. But my son-in-law and my daughter go up there every weekend during the summer. It's kind of their place now.
Okay, here's another question from Pixel Smith. And going through your bio, and doing a little bit of research on your background, I didn't know that you were actually a Mongol, that you were a color-wearing Mongol. And the question is, how long were you a Mongol, and do you still have your colors in your Harley?
I became a full-patch Mongol when I was just getting out of the United States Navy. In fact, I had a couple months to go. I used to leave the base and put my colors on. You know, I had already had two tours overseas, and they knew I was getting out, so they didn't really bother with it. I didn't ride with the Mongols very long because I wanted to attempt to go play professional football later, and I knew I had to go to college. But, of course, I didn't go into football. I eventually went into pro wrestling. But I did rise to Sergeant-at-Arms of the South Bay chapter. When I won governor, a few of the Mongols actually contacted me to congratulate me years later. And, yes, I do still have my colors because that's up to your president. And the president at the time of my chapter was James Fatman Revere. And when I left, Fat Man told me, you earned those colors, keep them. And so, yes, I do still have my colors. And, in fact, a funny story. When I got out of office as governor, I was so well recognized and all that that I didn't want to be. So I grew the beard when I taught at Harvard. And then I had it shaved down to where it looked like Johnny Depp with Captain Jack Sparrow, you know, with the beads in it and all that. And then I went down and I had them put dreadlocks in my hair all the way to my shoulders. So I had shoulder-length dreadlocks. And I would ride around Minnesota flying my Mongol colors on my bike. And nobody knew that there goes the governor. The only way that you'll know is on my bike now, my license plate says 38-GOV, because I'm the 38th governor of Minnesota. I have that on my license plate so that when I do fly my colors, that the cops will know that it's just the governor. Don't worry about it. But, no, I'm not an active member. I haven't been for many, many years, but I did run in. I was out in L.A., and I ran into Gio of the Hollywood chapter, who I just met, a young guy, and I basically told him that I still fly my colors occasionally, and he said, don't worry about it. You're a Mongol. Fly them anywhere you want. I think I still would be treated in good standing by the club, but they've gotten pretty, it's been pretty rough since the war with the Hells Angels, apparently.
Yeah. And but there's such a renewed interest now. Of course, everybody, when they get to that certain age, instead of getting a red sports car, it seems like everybody's getting Harleys now. So,
well, I have a bike again, but unfortunately, it's not a Harley. It's a custom chopper. I have an S&S engine, Rolling Thunder frame, RevTech 6 tranny, Arlen Ness front end and primary, and Kiriakin gears and all that stuff. It's a beautiful machine. It's worth about $45,000.
Wow.
I had one fascinating motorcycle ride in my life over the Brooklyn Bridge with some speed you couldn't imagine. He must have been going 60, 70 miles an hour. So it felt, a little bit, awkward. I wasn't used to motorcycles, but that's just me. Chris, you got more questions. I know that.
Well, you kind of touched on this a little bit, Governor, but Exodoc, one of our posters, has four questions here. The first one is, what got you interested in conspiracies to begin with? And you kind of touched on it, but other than the Kennedy assassination, what other early conspiracies really piqued your interest in? Got you involved in becoming as up to speed and doing the research that that few people do like you.
Yeah, well, it naturally was Kennedy. You know, I was flying around doing all the wrestling, and I'd read anything I could on the murder of Jack Kennedy. And then, of course, that opened the door to start studying Robert Kennedy's murder a little bit more. So I started reading more on Robert's murder. And then the thing that really got me the worst was in 2004 when I was teaching at Harvard. and McNamara came through and was touring right before he died, explaining that the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened, that it was a false flag operation. And that's what really blew me up on this. I said, that's it. I've had enough of my government lying to me. I've had enough of them lying and causing people to die. And that's what really focused me on going after these so-called conspiracies or whatever they are. And if you notice, you know, the government does nothing but has a conspiracy theory. Take 9/11, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
What actual evidence have they ever shown us that Osama bin Laden did it?
Oh, boy. We have such a thread of discussions in our forums.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wait, let me add this for a moment.
Take your time.
Why haven't they indicted him?
Why isn't he on the 10 most wanted list of the FBI?
Exactly. Well, I know why. Because off the record, the FBI said that we don't have enough evidence.
Therefore, we attacked Afghanistan. We did all this stuff, but we have no evidence.
Well, we don't have enough. That's what tells you that 9/11 was clearly a false flag operation.
Sure, but we do know that 9/11 occurred, so what really happened?
Well, planes got flown into buildings, something flew into the Pentagon, and something crashed in Pennsylvania, you know. But I'm trying to figure out, you know, I've spoken to people who survived at the Twin Towers, and I've spoken to people that survived the Pentagon. In fact, the girl, April Gallo, was right in the room where the alleged plane hit, and she actually stumbled out the hole that it created. The government locked her up for 48 hours and wouldn't let her see anyone because she had said there was no plane. She said there was no luggage, there were no seats. She saw nothing that indicated a plane hit the Pentagon. Well, of course, the government didn't want her out telling the world that, you know, and so, well, there you got it.
But that, well, why haven't they released all those security camera clips that there were several dozen that captured it from all angles? Why haven't they released those security camera clips?
And here's the better question. In light of all of us that are questioning it, release it to shut us up.
Right.
Before we go on, are there any other 9/11 questions to pursue? Can we collect any?
Well, there's that gets into a whole ball of wax. Of course, the major overriding question that's on a current thread right now, of course, we are recording this show April 1st, and on the forum.theparacast.com, there's a thread on World Trade Center Building Number 7, which I have always maintained is the biggest crucial clue that we have that official government theory or conspiracy theory, if you will, does not hold water. What do you think about World Trade Center Number 7? And I'm sure you've done quite a bit of looking into that in terms of the structural integrity of the building, how it came down, the fact that the building was not struck by an airplane. Why don't you just kind of lead us through your particular research that you've done, and let's address WTC Number 7.
Before we do that, Governor Ventura, let's just do this very quickly. Jesse
sure.
Ventura joining us. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space, and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockaways. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockaways lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockaways is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockaways. A novel in the grand science fiction tradition."
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You're in the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
In his best conspiratorial mode, Chris O'Brien, the co-host, I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast with Governor Jesse Ventura. The book is 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. And the question on the table, World Trade Center number 7. And then I'll tell you my weird experience in the World Trade Center 6 weeks before this happened. Governor?
Okay, if you go to my book and you go to document 47, The Free Fall of Building 7. In that document, NIST, in their official thing that came out in 2008, said that there was between like 10 or 12 or 15 of the floors in their official thing, they said the building fell in total free fall. Now, to not believe that that building was demoed and brought down is ridiculous, because what they're saying there, if they say that it wasn't demoed, then they're defying the laws of Newton's laws of physics. Because when one object, a moving object, hits one that's not moving, they slow down. This building fell and then went into a complete free fall. The only way that you can have a complete free fall is to remove all resistance. So right in their own documents, they're admitting that the building came down with assistance, because it had to, or it defies Newton's laws of physics, and you can't defy the laws of physics.
Well, of course, one of the questions that the more conservative people who don't want to look at all the facts, I think, in this particular tragic scenario in American history, one of the main things that they point out is that the building did have damage, 10-floor gash on it, and that, you know, that was enough to bring the building down. But I'm sure structural engineers have come forward and said, well, why didn't the building fall sideways if that was the case, if there was damage on one side? How come it came down virtually in its own footprint? That would be one thing.
Well, there's another thing, too, on the regular buildings. Let me throw this in. If those buildings were likewise brought down and assisted, because if you look at them, how could the concrete be powdered? If that building collapsed, it would come down in big chunks, and yet everything was blown so bad, it was all blown to dust. What type of energy force does it take? Well, I'll tell you, nanothermite.
Right.
It's well, a when modern did they... explosive, and it's put on like paint. You paint it on.
Now,
and it becomes an explosive when it dries.
Now, Governor, have you heard the theory that's been bannered about that the World Trade Center was designed and built with demolition capabilities from the get-go, from the very construction process, knowing that they would have to bring those buildings down at some point, that they were actually designed and built with those types of capabilities in place? Have you ever heard that?
No, I have not. I have not heard that at all.
If that's the case, then the amount of time and effort and energy and cost it would take to actually wire a building for demolition, it would take a minimum of 2 weeks to do that. Now,
Wait a minute now.
Okay.
Construction was a daily occurrence at the World Trade Centers. William Rodriguez, the janitor, told me that. He said construction was a continuous thing there because as tenants would move out, before new ones would come in, they'd redo everything. Now, with nanothermite, all you've got to do is bring in a paint crew and say, here, paint the building, because it comes in buckets and it's put on with brushes. So you could have a paint crew not even knowing that they're putting a high explosive onto the wall.
Wow.
Because it doesn't become an explosive till it dries.
Wow.
So that's how simple it could be done. And not only that, you might say, how would you get everything in the building? All you'd have to do is masquerade as a UPS driver, pull up down below to the loading docks, and they'll let you go anywhere in the building to deliver whatever.
Security wasn't so good in those days.
Absolutely not. The William Rodriguez, the janitor, told me that.
Hmm.
He said that all you'd have to do is be the UPS guy, and you could get it. Come in with boxes or whatever, and you can get anywhere you want. Come in at night.
To be maybe a little sarcastic here, should we believe, though, what the janitor says?
Should we? He's a hero. Do you know his story?
Essentially, yes.
William Rodriguez got out of the building and had the only key that would unlock and would unlock the building and bring people in. And he went back in with the first responders unlocking the floors so they could go in there. He's considered the last man up. When William told me his story, I told him, William, I believe you, but this is so powerful, you have to get someone to collaborate what you're saying. He did. He brought me his boss, Anthony, who told me the identical story up to the point of going back in with the first responders because his boss, Anthony, did not go back in.
Chris, absolutely. We have any more questions about 9/11 before we move on?
Yes. It's more of a rather sarcastic comment. This is, again, from Pixel Smith. The greatest thing that came out of 9/11 was discovering that expensive demolition squads are no longer needed to take down a high-rise building in a big city. Simply start a couple of small office fires and wait a couple of hours. The structure will pulverize itself, cut its main support beams, and fall at near free fall speed neatly into its own footprint. I think that was more of a comment rather than a question.
And I think the person, hey, I agree totally. Let's see a demonstration. Yeah. The next time one of these buildings that they're going to take down in Las Vegas, let's simply light it on fire first and see if the fire brings it down.
Yeah, well, no building
built
out of... I
think that would be a great experiment. Let's just light a building on fire and see if the building will uniformly collapse. I think the person's right on in what they said right there.
But if we look at the conspiracy, if we look at the conspiracy for 9/11, again, is this the military-industrial complex doing this to start a war?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think it was the policy of the Bush administration and what they wanted to do. Because let's remember something. It came clear to me why we're in Afghanistan. You know why we're there?
Yeah.
Well, because...
heroin and oil.
No. We're there because it was in the paper about 6 months ago. They found mineral resources beyond belief there. I always questioned why the Russians went in there in the 80s. Who ever heard of Afghanistan? But there's mineral resources there where they stated there's a vein of lithium that could be worth $1 trillion. Now, what is lithium? Lithium is used in every cell phone, computer, and soon to be electric cars.
Right.
Because you've got to have lithium batteries.
It's in your iPhone, it's in your iPad, it's in everybody's notebook computer. Now, I think about, every time I think about all that stuff in Afghanistan, I think about the line that this act said in the movie True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And he is being filmed, and he says, "You killed our women and our children, and you call us terrorists?" And you wonder about all the history in the 80s and 90s that came back to haunt us. And that film, I'm sure that James Cameron was making a statement when that line was written.
I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Sure. Chris, you want to move to another topic, or do we still have 9/11 on the agenda?
Let's move on. That's enough 9/11.
You got it. What's okay. The next question?
Okay. Let's see.
While Chris is looking, this is to show you how we do this show. It's so spontaneous, and also because we have so many threads about these various discussions that Chris is going to have to comb through all the questions and see which ones have been touched upon, which ones no longer apply, which ones we can discard, and which ones we can present. In the meantime, about those documents, the book is called 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. And the author is Governor Jesse Ventura, and he's living in Mexico now. And I have to ask about that because I hear all these horror stories about Mexico. It's not safe for anybody. We've told our son not to go down there. He has a lot of Latin friends, and maybe we'll ask about that in our next section. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, "Separating signal from noise." To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt. Hey, neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. Ravelyn. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We are back with Governor Jesse Ventura talking about conspiracies, government, and otherwise, mostly government. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg on the PowerCast this week. Chris, you got some more questions?
I do. Governor, could you tell us what a non-issue is and why the government and the media love to shout about them?
What a what is?
A non-issue.
A non-issue?
In other words, you're always hearing on the news shows, oh, that's a non-issue.
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask them. I guess it means something that's ultimately not important to anyone.
Yeah, and the government and the media does love to shout about them. Okay, I'm just reading them as they're coming up here. What could you tell us what you think the most important issue today facing Americans is?
I think the most important issue facing America today is naturally our economy, of getting it righted, hopefully, and restoring the middle class. See, I think it's a direct assault to destroy the middle class, to make the United States like many other countries in the world where you only have rich and poor. And that was always the great thing about the United States, was that you had a solid middle class where, you know, people could live a dream and could raise a family, own a home, and do all those things. So I think the most important issue to the United States is to solidify our economy again.
Governor, what's in the future for you, and do you plan on continuing your conspiracy show?
Right now, we're waiting to hear if we're on for a third season. I have no idea. We're waiting for the go-ahead from True TV. Everything looks positive, but having been in that business, you never believe it until it's happening. Other than that, what's in the future for me? I think, on applying for Mexican citizenship. I'm not giving up my U.S. citizenship, but I think that having dual citizenship would be very good for me personally, because I do go back and forth so often. And then piggybacking on what you said about the fear of living in Mexico, well, I have such fear to live in Mexico that right now I've left my wife for 2 weeks down there all alone, and I have no fear at all for her safety. Now, there is a great deal of problems in Mexico because of the war on drugs, and we could solve those problems in a simple, easy method, legalization. Because we're supplying all the weapons to the cartels down there, and there is a tremendous amount of murders at the borders and in certain part of the mainland. But I live in the Baja, and right now, other than Tijuana, the Baja is the most wonderful place, one of the most wonderful places on the planet.
But isn't that been the whole story? We didn't learn from Prohibition that if you take something that's popular and you ban it, you make it illegal, you create this underclass of criminals who are going to fill the need. If you don't approve that need, if you don't allow it to happen, somebody who wants to make a buck, and they will provide the service.
Absolutely. You know, people think that if you prohibit something, it's going away. It doesn't go away. It's simply going to be run by criminals now. And my mother even told me, she lived through the prohibition of alcohol. And she said the war, before she passed away, she told me the war on drugs is identical to the prohibition of alcohol. All it does is make criminals rich and powerful. And clearly, I'll tell you this, somebody in our government is making huge money on keeping those drugs illegal. Somebody's making huge money. Plus, you've got to fight the corporate entities of alcohol, tobacco, and all of them who do not want any other substances made legal, because they're the legal drugs you can take.
Well, if the others are made legal, wouldn't they want to get in the business and take it over?
Maybe so, but they've got a monopoly right now, and so who knows? But the problem is with marijuana, you can grow your own. So you don't have to buy any if you don't have to. It's a plant. You can grow it in the backyard. It's a weed. And, you know, so, you know, nobody's going to make their own booze anymore. That's too much trouble. But the thing is that, you know, clearly somebody's making money on keeping it illegal. You know, there's no doubt in my mind about that.
Chris?
Well, now we're on the subject of plants. In part two of your book, you go into some pretty interesting documents that have to do with our food supply, the lack of inspections, the use of pesticides, and the honeybee colony collapse situation, and the whole fight that America is undergoing right now with Europe over the biotech industry and the introduction of biotech crops. You want to address those issues a little?
Well, again, we're messing with nature in our own way. We're messing with food. I don't think that's a good idea. I eat much healthier in Mexico than I do here, because in Mexico you got to eat things quick. There's no preservatives. Here in the United States, when you go into the store, everything's got a 30-day shelf life because of preservatives. In fact, look at it from this aspect. You know the fluoride that they put in water here, right? Well, I guess they figure we can't brush our teeth or nothing. So they put fluoride in the water. Well, do you know what fluoride is the main ingredient of? Prozac. So in essence, if you got fluoride in the water, you're drinking Prozac every day.
So we don't need all those antidepressants that they're trying to sell us.
Well, fluoride was made famous by the Nazis. And so I guess we just took it over from them and decided it was a good thing to put it in our water to keep people dumb and to keep people's, you know, kind of like zombies, I guess. But, yeah, fluoride's the main ingredient to Prozac.
Well, there's one thing I wanted to ask about that, too. Just I was reading in the newspapers of a survey some months back suggesting that for most people, antidepressants don't do a darn thing. It's only the people in the really extreme cases.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know. All I know is that I had two acquaintances that got put on Prozac, and within 6 months they committed suicide. I don't know if there's a tie into the Prozac, but they had been put on it, and, you know, 6 months later after being on it, they committed suicide.
Well, you know, really sorry to hear that, but I think also the warnings, you ever look at the warning labels of these drugs, you have to be scared to death. Because some of them say, I watch on TV, oh, this drug, it's an antidepressant, it will cure what ails you. And now they read the conditions, may cause death, jump off the bridge or something.
Put it this way, I watch daytime TV once, and all the drug ads, every drug they advertised on TV had way more side effects than marijuana.
And all the medicinal values of marijuana.
Yeah,
are
marijuana
amazing.
Actually has medicinal value, absolutely.
But of course, we want to ban that.
Huh?
Chris.
Well, what is the Bill of Rights written on? You know?
Marijuana.
It's written on hemp.
And so is the flag. Betsy Ross's flag is, too.
Right. I think there's more uses for pot. I think it was like over 10,000 uses that have been used over the millennia.
Well, you know why it was banned originally? William Randolph Hearst, the big paper guy from San Francisco.
Sure.
He owned thousands of acres of timberland, and he used his money and influence to get the federal government to make hemp and marijuana illegal so that we would then have to buy timber to make paper rather than using hemp. So, again, follow the money.
But he couldn't make money from hemp.
Well, he didn't have thousands of acres.
That's
of timberland. True. He owned that. So he wanted hemp illegal. That forced us to buy his timber. Because, you know, hemp will grow 20 feet in a year. A tree will only grow 1 foot. So hemp is much more renewable.
Now, that's a big thing, too. All our quests now for renewable energy, and it's being opposed this way and that. Is it ever going to go anywhere? Because I even look at these electric cars, really fascinating, but sometimes it costs more in the charging stations than it does to just put gas in there.
Well, you know, who knows? We certainly, if we weren't fighting these wars, we would have a tremendous amount of money to put into exploring alternative energy, which would be a positive thing for the world, get us off dependency of oil. But as long as we're fighting these wars, we're not going to have money to do much of anything beyond that. I mean, look at now. They're destroying the unions, and they're trying to say that's the problem for the deficits. Excuse me, how come nobody from Wall Street's going to jail?
You think about a teacher who gets a master's degree and starts at $30,000 a year, and somebody just with a bachelor's degree goes to Wall Street and makes millions. We have Governor Jesse Ventura, the book 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. By the way, if you want to contact us, send your email, news@theparacast.com. Once again, that's news@theparacast.com, where we read every message we get. I'm Gene Steinberg, the co-host, Chris O'Brien. You're in
The Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.